Tony, good morning. How are you, my friend? You all right?
Good, Bob. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Very timely. Phantom Gardener, Route 9, Rhinebeck, thephantomgardener.com on my website. Tony Capalbo chatting with us this morning. Tony, a bunch of questions. Let's begin with this. What is the best way to get your garden ready for the end of the summer and fall months that are coming up, I'm sorry to say?
The biggest thing this time of year, keep up on the weeding, the deadheading, any of the pruning, any of that kind of stuff. That's the best thing to do. You really don't want to do too much fertilizing right now. You know, it depends. This year so far, it went from really dry to really wet. So, you know, just keep an eye on that kind of stuff. Keep things aired out and exposed, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Why sustainable and organics is the better way to go and the best way to get started? How's that?
So what's best for it and why we push so much for it is you just get a much healthier, hardier plant. It's better for the pollinators, like the honeybees, that kind of stuff. They're really, the plant quality itself is much better. They tend to last and look a lot nicer. They hold up to our conditions much better that way. So that's the biggest reason for pushing that. Really, there's no wrong way to get started with it.
Right.
Ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Look into it. And a lot of times, everybody's afraid to fail at something. Honestly,
yeah.
Try something. Just try it. Worst that's going to happen is the plant's not happy in that spot, and you have to move it and put it in a different spot.
Exactly.
So that's the biggest thing that, you know, don't be afraid to fail. Try it. It's okay.
That's very good. That's great advice for pretty much anything. Tony Capalbo was with us. TheFantomGardener.com. Telephone number is 845-876-8606. Tony, you guys are much more than a garden center. Talk to me about that. I've been in there several times. I'm so impressed. Tell me about it.
So, really, what I think sets us apart from a lot of other places is the advice and the help that you get here at the store. Everybody here is knowledgeable with the plant material that we sell. They all know what they're talking about. So you're really going to get really good advice from us, whether it's just from how to care for your plant or the right placement for your plant, the right plant for the right spot. That kind of stuff is really, you know, top-notch here. Aside from that, we also have the landscaping and the hardscaping services that we offer. So we do everything from single tree plantings. If you buy a big tree from us, we can plant it for you in your yard. Or the landscape design, where we design an entire area for you. And the hardscaping, whether it's a patio, walkway, walls, different stuff like that as well.
Tony, let me ask you a question. What's popular for this fall planting season?
Everything is all over the place right now. The one thing that we are seeing, I think, a lot is like the hardscaping. A lot of people are really spending some time on their pools and their patios or outdoor living spaces. They want to create like, you know, specific rooms that they can sit in, whether it's to screen themselves from their neighbor or open up a view and a vista that they can see. That kind of stuff is really what I'm seeing, but a lot of it's all over the place right now.
Tony, tell me, what's available right now?
So the new stuff that's coming in right now and what we're gearing up for is all your fall veggies, mums, pansies, a lot of your fall annuals. We've got a lot of nice house plants. Still have lots of trees and shrubs, all that stuff. And it's definitely not too late to plant. We're going into a really good time of year to plant, starting in usually middle and end of August into September. You're really coming into a nice time to plant trees and shrubs. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, we're fully stocked with everything anybody's going to need for their garden or their yard right now.
What are we doing with frost? What's the best way to protect that? With those white styrofoam things over there, or put a burlap?
Yeah,
how do we do that?
Frost blankets, you know, Remay, that kind of stuff. Even if you have old sheets and things like that, as far as that, continue and get your annuals to last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But really, you still want to start thinking about, okay, you know, fall annuals like mums and pansies, things that are a little more frost resistant and can handle that cold morning.
Gotcha.
That kind of stuff is really what you want to start looking for.
Gotcha. Good job. Tony Capalbo from the Phantom Gardener, thank you so very much for a few minutes this morning. And Friday, somebody wins a $100 gift card to the Phantom Gardener, the website, thephantomgardener.com. Call them at 845-876-8606. Tony, a pleasure as always. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.